This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquiti. When you live in an arid land, or maybe more accurately, a semi-arid land, you know, like where you and I live, when you live in the borderlands of Arizona, you think a lot about water. Rain is special, you know, very special. Folks, all sorts of folks, indigenous, native, transplanted desert rats, lots of folks. To these folks, water is worshipped, and rain is a religious event. Sometimes, though, I feel sacrilegious. I need some sun. I need a sunny day. I don't care what the temperature is, 30, 40, 50, 60 degrees. I can take it with some sun. Give me some sun. It's been a wet fall. And at our little homestead, the Ojolote has come out of the mountains and is flowing through its riparian corridor as I speak. Some days it cannot be crossed. I'm okay with that. Just give me some sun. Hold the rain for a day or two at least. I want sunlight sparkling on flowing water. Oh, yeah. Sunlight streaming through a window to a curled up kitty. Sunlight on a roadrunner's back. Sunlight on snoozing doggies in the yard. Sunlight on me. Hey, a week or two ago, Ms. Mosquiti and I decided to cruise over to Cascabel, Arizona. I probably tell you this every year, at least for a couple, 2 or 3 or 4 years, it was time for the Cascabel Community Fair. And rain was in the forecast that day and the week, and the creek was already flowing. But we threw all caution to the wind and jumped in our truck, crossed that creek, and drove the 80-some-odd miles to the San Pedro River and the Cascabel Community Fair, where food and music and arts and crafts awaited us, and friends as well. Yeah, new friends, old friends, very old, long-lost friends. All of that along the San Pedro River at the Cascabel Community Fair. It's a marvelous drive for us, a marvelous drive. With the exception of 5 minutes of driving through Wilcox, it's 80 miles of vast country, surrounded by mountains, Chiricahuas, Dos Cabezas, Winchester, Galiuros, Little Dragoons, Rincons. Beautiful desert. Sometimes on flat plains or these bajadas out of those mountains, but mostly rolling desert hills. Lots of oohing and aahing. And, you know, a stop to relieve ourselves, a stop to pee can turn into 20 minutes of exploring before we jump back in the truck. We got to get to Cascabel, we kept thinking. Oh, man. There's a section of that dirt road that winds and descends to the San Pedro, and with windows open, the only sound is your tires on sand and gravel. Well, there's some oohing and aahing in the truck cab. We decided to drive home the same way as we came, so we noted places we wanted to stop coming home, places to stop that wouldn't be necessitated by or dictated by our bladders, right? Oh, yeah, we got to the fair. It was wonderful and everything we had hoped for, but we both couldn't wait to drive home through that country. We couldn't wait to check out some agaves, to walk in sandy arroyos, to inspect plants, rocks, tracks, scats. In one spot, we stopped to look at Zinnia acerosa, desert zinnia, 1 foot branchy mounds with white flowers, blooming paper flowers, Celostrophe cooperi, 2 foot wide, tall mounds, and let's see, oh, new and spent flowers on them. Wolfberry, desert tobacco, has the greatest name, desert tobacco, Nicotiana Trigonophila. Yeah, Trigonophila. We saw Minodora scabra. Oh, yeah. Senecio, threadleaf, groundso, Senecio flaccidus. Oh, my. That paper flower. All these plants. That Celostrophe cooperi. Isn't that a beautiful name? Celostrophe. I like that a lot. It's from the Greek for bare or naked. Something is naked. And the second part of the word trophy is turn. So naked. Don't turn when you're naked, Petey. Anyway, who cares? Cooperi, the specific epithet, Dr. James Cooper, geologist who collected plants in the Mojave Desert in 1861, bless his heart. All of this, just to tell you, everywhere in that desert, everything was magical. Everywhere we turned, something was magical. Look at this plant. Look at this track. Look at this rock. My goodness, my friends. The desert is magical. And the desert is beautiful. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquiti, and this has been Growing Native.